Well, we'll find out. Okay, let me get my guitar. Now okay, can you see me all right? Okay, because I could bring it a little closer. It looks like maybe I should be a little closer.
No, you're okay. You are perfectly well. Only
Okay.
thing, if you turn your chair to the right a little bit, I will see your left hand better. No, I mean the position of the chair, because your left hand on the front first part of the
Oh,
front.
that's not the chair. It's my laptop computer. It's this thing right here, right? No? What?
No, because now you are not moving. That's good, that's good. Now I see your left hands. I care because the left hand, I cannot see when you play, for example, E minor.
Yeah.
You should, you
Oh,
can
I see
see
what you're saying.
yourself.
Okay. Let's see. We could probably make it. Let me do this. That's worse.
Stop by the
How's that?
other. Yeah, that's right. That's perfect.
Okay, and here's
That's perfect.
A.
Okay, show me how you play the chords of the Tinker Ting.
Okay, let me just tell you, I haven't worked on the Riancho because I'm still struggling with the Tico Tico.
Okay, let's
And
go
I
with the
didn't think I
Tico Tico.
wanted to get started on something new without mastering
That's
one.
fine. No,
Okay,
that's okay.
the chords. Okay, I can do that by myself. When I play along with you, though, it
Let's
makes
see.
much harder.
No, but you can do it. You did now very well.
Okay, well,
So
good. Thank you.
click that video and let's try. Put it for 20
Okay.
seconds. Let's give a try, please.
Okay, so, and that would be at 51, right? Now,
Uh-huh.
you gave me both 51 interactive and 69. Oh, hold it.
This one is just melody only because I want you to accompany it to
Okay.
get used
You
to
know,
the yeah.
somewhere I came up with the 78. I've been trying to do 78 all
Yes.
week and I can't do that.
Okay, but this one here is at the speed that you were playing
Yeah, no, okay, so I
right
go
now.
ahead with.
How you were playing right now is this much. Let's start from there, and then if we see if we can do faster, then we do it.
Okay, here's the 51.
Okay.
Let's see. We wanted to do the chords, or we wanted to do the melody?
No, I want you to play the chords while I play the melody to see how it fits both.
Okay. Okay. Let me restart this. Oh, okay. Here. Oh, while you play the melody. I don't think that's going to work, Ruben, because there's a time delay.
No, I mean, do play with the video, there is no delay.
Okay. And here's the other thing is, on the video when we were counting before at the very slow pace,
the melody.
We started at just before four, between the three and the four count. But this video, you're starting at the one or just before the one. Why is that?
This one is 51 times two. It's actually 102.
Yeah, but when you count out the lead in, you lead us in at the just before one, not at the.
I know what you mean. What happened is that that video you are playing now is 51 beats per minute times two, means the subdivision, the metronome goes 10, and you go ta ta, so you play double.
Right, I understand that.
Same, exactly. So only thing it means is that the metronome will go. And 51 will do that.
It's really like 102.
So will be 1, 2, 3, 4. The beats of the metronome will be on 1 and on 3. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Okay, alright.
On 1 and 3. It's the same. It's exactly the same. You don't worry. Just play
it. Okay, let me just play it. Okay. Okay, here we go. One strum per
the
beat.
The strumming was good, but yeah, let's get the chord matching with the melody.
Okay, here it goes. I'm still a little confused about the syncopation, the pickup beat.
Yes.
Because it should have a 1.5 count pickup, right?
Yes. 1, 2, 3, da, 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 da.
Right.
So here's what the metronome is doing, 1 and 3. So 1, 2 is the upbeat. So look, 1, 2, 3, 4. So the clapping or the metronome happens from 1 and 3, which is the same like 4, but it's a subdivision, 2 times 2.
Right. No, I understand that. But listen to your count as you lead in. Okay, let me just play it just so to try to describe this. Two, one, two, three. Oh, hold up.
Okay, that should be taken as one. Look, just pick it by ear. Tap, one.
Okay. Well, I don't know. Let's not worry about it. I'm going to go ahead and strum through.
After the count, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. I didn't bag up far enough.
That's one. When the pieces start, that one is one.
Okay. All right. back
okay,
to the way
let's play the interactive.
Okay.
Thing. 51 beats per minute.
One, two, three, four. The problem I've had all week is when I play along with the video, I can't hear the video very well. And that's where
okay,
I get
then,
off.
Then we need to put the speakers or raise the volume. Put the volume up.
Or maybe wear earphones.
But if you put earphones, I cannot hear, and then I don't know if you are doing well or not.
Oh, no, not now, but I mean when I practice.
Oh, yeah, for sure, when you practice.
Because I don't practice with the computer. The computer is in another room. I practice with my little iPod, which is just easy to put in front of me, but probably I need to plug my earphones into it so I can hear the iPod better.
That's right, that's right. So now let's go to the next step, which is...
Okay, from the beginning?
Yes, now with the chords.
Okay, let's play the interactive thing, 51 beats per minute.
I got a little ahead, didn't I?
Again, so leave it there and play, but try to play.
With
that
the parts.
Was near okay. Only thing is that you have to hit 1, 2, 3. So it's 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3. I'm going to periodize the rhythm. Let's play. Put it from there and leave it just to practice 5 minutes.
Okay, let's see. You just sent something. I should see something on Skype someplace?
Yes, in the Skype, on the chat room.
Okay, where do I... Oh, yeah, it says, I guess the 3 here means you sent 3 things?
Yes.
Okay.
I sent you, it says, here are the gradual steps for your practice of this strumming. And then it has 4 videos.
4. Let's see.
4 weeks.
Well, I guess the first thing that's in here is the same rumba, 51 beats per minute. Well, let me just open it up and see what I get.
No, 96.
Okay, so this is, I don't want this, so I don't want to play that. Okay, back to where we were. No, there you are. No, where is Skype? Oh, so confusing.
Play the one that says 96.
Okay. 96, YouTube. Okay.
96.
Okay.
Okay, now we will play at 96 beats per minute.
No, 96 the double?
Strumming pattern of tangos. Being very careful with the accenting and all that.
Okay.
One. So now play the strumming.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Paper up.
Yes, that's right. So we will do 1, 2, 3, 4. Let's go first without the video, and then you will practice with that video at 96, and hopefully at least we will arrive until 105 by the next lesson.
So I'll still continue to work on this then.
Yeah, but what I want you to do is be able to play 1, 2, 3, 4.
Okay.
To do that, you need to see. No, without the chords. Chords are okay. The chords you are playing well. But what I need is that you go with the right hand now, proper. The left hand we check in the first part of the lesson.
Okay.
Now, this second part is about right hand. So every beat has two notes, therefore, because there are four beats, and there are eight notes there. So 1, 2, 3, 4. I wanted to do just that. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Okay.
Do that.
1, 2, 1.
No. One is two notes. One.
Okay, let me say.
2, 3, 4.
Okay,
that's in the beat, in the slow video where you learn that.
Mm-hmm.
Then we count one. And then one.
One, two, three, four.
That's right. Every two notes will be one beat, Bruce.
Okay.
Let's see.
Okay, 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2,
yes.
3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4.
That's excellent. Okay, now let's see with the video if you can do it. See?
Okay.
That will be your practice training.
Okay, the video, where is that? Okay,
96.
The 96 video. Okay.
That's right.
4.
That's
confusing
that,
me.
That offbeat accent is what is throwing you off of the rhythm.
It is, absolutely. But that's where the syncopation comes in, right?
So the hands are okay, the technique on your brain is okay. Only thing we need to do is just learn to identify with the sound, 1, 2, 3, 4, where it goes. So just count now. Put the video count.
Okay. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Put it from the beginning, from 20 seconds or 15 seconds, and start with my counting.
Okay, where are we here?
Okay, now we will play at 96 beats per minute the strumming pattern of tangos. Okay. Being very careful with the accenting and all that. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4.
And see what
I think now we solved the problem, because if you can count and identify where it is, of course you will be able to play it, because when I ask you do tac 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 tac, you could do it.
Mm-hmm.
Now if you can count and know where it is now.
Well, and what seemed to work for me is I actually counted the and of two. So 1, 2 and 3 and 4, because that's the strongest accent. When you play it, even stronger than the golpe is the and of two.
That's right.
1, 2, and right. 3, and 4.
So the homework will be that you can go with the just first, step one, just with the right hand, the mute step, along with that, which we get by counting as you did, like 5 minutes, you can just count on that. And then you will go with the 105 beats per minute video.
The which one?
The next one that is there.
Oh, 105? Okay.
These two first steps are for your next... This is your homework.
Okay.
Now, your challenge. And the other two will be for the other one. But first we need to get at least until 105, which is not difficult because you are already playing at 96, but we need to match it perfectly
with
the rhythm.
But this is true count. It's not the double count. So 105 is more like the 51.
That one is one beat, two notes.
Oh, it is.
You remember that? One beat, two notes.
Even at 105. Even at 105.
Yeah. All the other videos are the same. It's just like same like when we learn it. Very slow. 1, 2, 3. Remember that? That has also 2 beats per one. Metronome beat. So it's the same. You are doing well there.
Okay.
Before
we hang up.
Just internalize it.
Mm-hmm.
Listen to it, and then it will get into your ear. Put it into the hands, and then next class we will try to go with the chords along with that, matching perfectly well.
Okay.
Use the headphones. Yes. Tell
before we hang up, I got some new software that I want to make sure it doesn't cut you off if I bring it up. But it might be that I can record with this.
But you mean record audio or record video?
Audio. The video would be too complicated. Let's see what's happening here. Okay, can you still see me okay?
Yes, I can see you.
Okay, all right. Well, then it's not going to interfere, and next time I'll use this.
Yes.
Will be a better recording method than the way I've been doing it in the past. And even though I don't usually go back to the recording, it's nice to know that if I have a question, I can go back and listen to you again.
Yes, yes, that's right. Okay, my dear Bruce, I see you next time.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you, bye. Hang up.